Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Shermin, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other co-host, Wendy. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Shermin. Happy to be here with you today, and a warm welcome to our listeners.
We are delighted to have Regina Luffy as a guest on our show today. Regina is an IT manager and an executive business coach serving Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia. She leads an active meetup group, meetup.com group, in Washington, D.C., called Money Attraction Mastery, and she is a co-founder of the Allies Coaching Network Group that helps all kinds of coaches gain more visibility and clientele, both locally as well as globally.
And many people are harboring limited beliefs around money that might have started when they were younger. If you're one of those people, then this show is especially for you. Regina helps individuals to identify any limiting beliefs or assumptions about money, remove these blocks, and open up the floodgates to allow and receive more money flowing into their lives. Together with her business clients, she designs a structure to expand their business visibly, double, triple, and sometimes even increase their business revenue by tenfold. She helps her clients put in place a plan to generate more income and work less. That's awesome. Welcome to Sky's Limit Radio, Regina. It's great to have you on the show today.
Hi, Wendy, Shermin. Thank you very much for having me. Love what you guys are doing for the coaching industry. Thank you.
Great. Absolutely.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic to have you on. And we have half an hour. We've got a ton of questions, so let's jump right in with the questions. So what are some of the limiting beliefs? I mean, there's so many, I think, but what are some of the most common limiting beliefs that people have that you find that they have about money?
So, Shermin, you know how there used to be some universal beliefs that have since been uncovered as being, like, completely wrong? Like, we used to think the world was flat. We used to think the stars and planets revolved around the Earth. We used to think that traveling to the moon was impossible. Like, those things are no longer true. The world is changing rapidly, and we are learning that thoughts and ideas that were understood as fact are no longer holding water, right? So some of them around money, like there's a scarcity of money out there. Like, there's a limited supply of money available to you, or money is the root of all evil, or there is something dirty or bad about money. Some people have money-making skills and others don't. There's never enough money. Like, none of these things are true. Like, not one. We made them all up.
Yeah. Yeah, the scarcity, I mean, I think that's a big one. that people think there's just, you know, that we all think there's only so much to get around, and that's why there's so much competition, and it kind of creates a very negative vibe, I think, which does not attract money at all, of course. So I'm so glad that we're talking about this, because I think a lot of these beliefs are also very, very unconscious, don't you think?
Yes.
That people think mm-hmm. that they're just fine with money, and then for some reason it's just not showing up anyway. I think that's probably an indication that those beliefs are somewhere deep down anyway. Maybe it's in a different sentence, you know? Maybe the sentence doesn't resonate, but there's something else underneath there. And I wonder how we can best uncover those. Is that what you work on with people, how to find exactly what it is that what your limiting belief is exactly, even if it's not exactly one of the ones like money is the root of all evil, but it's something that specifically the wording would resonate with a person.
And you're right. You, like, hit it on the head that some people don't know. They don't see it. Like, there are societal norms. Like, a lot of the beliefs we have around money were inherited from our parents or our community. Like, that's just how they grew up. My parents were born in the years of the Great Depression, and they raised me and my siblings Catholic. So I grew up with this scarcity for money mentality, right? Like, my father worked really hard. He was successful as a naval engineer, and we had one income stream, like, for the whole family. I remember there were some years where the only brand new clothes we got, like my sister and I, were Easter outfits to wear to church, right? Like, out of the whole year, we got one new outfit. Everything else was, you know, hand-me-downs or borrowed. So
right.
It's just how we were raised, you know, the Little House on the Prairie story. So
and I think what happens, yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what happens, I think, is that the one that's really subtle is that we don't want to, especially as women, I think, it's hard to feel like we're more successful than either our parents or other people that are close to us, maybe. Do you find that as well in the clients that you have?
Yeah, well, and especially in the realm of us women, and I've had this with a couple of my clients, like, there is a mentality where we need to almost suffer, in a sense, and give and give and give without anything in return. And that's just not true anymore. You know, our partners are supporting us in being successful, and being able to provide value in exchange for money is kind of maybe a new mentality for some people, but it's extremely valuable.
Yeah, it's kind of like we don't have to be this supportive role anymore that maybe, you know, our parents' parents, you know, have taught us, you know, moving down. I don't know, we're in our 50s. I don't know about you, Regina, but I know, you know, my parents, my mom was more of a supportive role to my dad. So that's what I saw growing up, and now it's so different. You know, so it's almost like you don't want to step on anybody's toes or something, because, you know, everybody, you're there to make sure that everybody else is successful, but not necessarily you. So I think you're absolutely right. That's kind of ingrained from, you know, growing up, and things have changed so drastically over the generations.
You know, even within this recent generation, so when I was married, my husband's mom was a caregiver, and she took care of children at home, right? So she was always home. There was always meals on the table, and I was in a different mentality in that I wanted to have a job. So there was, like, a little bit of a struggle there. I remember the difficulty that I had around money. Like, I was really struggling for a time. We ended up getting a divorce, but I remember distinctly that my former husband was killed in a fire, and I was left with three children, and a number of debt, and I had spent, I needed to have a different relationship with money. Like, I needed to change the way things were moving because they were not going well. I was living paycheck to paycheck. So what I saw was I came upon a movie called The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, and I got an awakening around my money situation was that I was actually attracting it. I had this debt, and week after week, I would sit down to do my bills, and I was struggling, trying to find the money to pay the electric and to pay the mortgage and stuff, and I realized that because I was spending so much time focusing on the debt, that I was attracting more debt. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, because I had this debt reduction program, you know, where you pay a little bit off and you pay your first card off and you apply the money to the second card and you pay that one off. Great plan. But, you know, 2 years later, I'm still in debt, right? So I saw this movie, The Secret, and I got that I needed to change my relationship with money. So I put my debt reduction plan on autopilot, right? We have bill pay now. Beautiful the way technology supports us and things. And I turned around and focused on ways of bringing in more money, really opening myself up to allowing and being present to what opportunities I had that were available to me to be able to bring in more money. Well, I had this, you know, big house, and it was just me and my kids, and there were two extra bedrooms, so I started renting out the houses on the rooms on Airbnb. I started looking at providing my web services. I'm an IT manager, right, for the Department of Defense. I work with a wonderful group of people, engineers, super smart. So I started selling my services in web development, started generating money in the realm of business coaching, and I was able to see where there were ways for me to be able to allow money to come in, to be able to have, I actually, when I do my bills now, I have a list in my planner of all the checks that come in, and it grows, and it's growing and growing. It really is a different mentality shift around my relationship with money.
Yeah, wow, that's wonderful. I'm so glad that, you know, you can tell us about your personal experience, because I think that will be very helpful. And I think Wendy has a more of a question around that subconscious beliefs as well. Wendy?
Right. Well, actually, so I would say your first bit of advice is to watch The Secret, right?
Yeah.
that did so much for you.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So would you say that subconsciously, what would be the impact on us subconsciously and in terms of our beliefs in money? I heard recently that if you're making a certain amount of money, say $50,000, you can't get over that until you change the way you think about money. And so everything you're talking about for the previous question sounds like that would be the case, because you wouldn't be thinking about, oh, I don't have enough money. You think about how to where you can find money in different places. So what is like another something else that might impact us subconsciously with these beliefs?
So you're right. Like, if somebody is making $50,000 and they just seem to be at that ceiling, and, you know, I've been at that ceiling before, what is an opportunity is to look at, like, some of the wealthiest people on the planet actually have up to 7 streams of income, right, like residual income coming in. So one of the things I do with my clients is, on one of the very first sessions, is write down a list of things that they can do to start generating more money. If it's dog walking, or if it's writing a book, or if it's, you know, there's renting homes in your house through Airbnb. There's all different kinds of opportunities that show up in every single one of my clients' conversations. That is kind of cool, actually, that they actually turn around and can implement some of these things. not necessarily investing $100,000 to buy a franchise, but being able to see where there is value that they can provide in their skills and their purpose and their mission and what they're passionate about in exchange for money. So there's all kinds of things that are showing up in the world that is available to being able to attract more money. I'll share with you another story. So I attracted $3,000 this weekend. Like,
wow.
Wasn't anything that I saw coming. I had been working with these processes and having these shifts, and I have a group coaching program, right? And one of my friends, Dr. Wiseman, she and I were playing this game of manifesting like $10,000. Like, that's cray-cray, right? How can we do something like that? But it's a fun game, and we've been manifesting money like out of thin air. I had the desire to go to San Diego. I'm getting ready to take a trip to San Diego, and I didn't know where I was going to find the money for my airplane ticket. I'm like, So I went online and I saw the price of the airline ticket, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe there's like frequent flyer miles I have or something. I go over to my Discover card, and no lie, my airplane ticket was like $430, and the Discover card had cash rewards of like $491.34.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, out of thin air, right? I mean, I know that money, I didn't know the money was sitting there. So it occurred for me that I had a request of the universe, and the universe provided, right? It's really opening ourselves up and allowing, and that stuff happens to me all the time.
So where did the other $2,600 come from the weekend?
Okay, and that was not in relation to the $3,000 this weekend, in fact. So,
okay.
My boyfriend has a cybersecurity company, and he works for the Department of Justice, and he said, Regina, there's a new way that they're doing contracts now, and I need to put this contract information together to submit this bid. If you'll help me, I'll give you $2,500 for helping me get through this process. Now, I'm not saying that this is going to be easy, right? I haven't done this before. I have a wonderful group of engineers that I work with. We work on documents all the time for the government, right? So I have that skill set there. And I'm not going to say that it's going to be easy, but I was like, sure, I'll be glad to help you. I've always wanted to help my boyfriend with his business, always. I've created a website for him, but this was my opportunity to support my partner. And I was like, doing the research, and so that was $2,500.
Wow.
And then I had my coaching partner, Barbara Longay, she and I had a coaching session yesterday, and she said, Regina, I think you've overpaid me, and I'm going to return $500 to you. And I was like, okay, I'll take it. So money in the bank. Money in the bank, and it's just being open and aware of how you relate to money, that really money really is energy. And when we let go of those limiting beliefs that society has put on us or that we have, into our community, when we let that stuff go and really work on healing ourselves and finding where those limiting beliefs are holding money at bay, and we open ourselves up to allowing and attracting more money, and it really is magical, absolutely magical.
I love how you were talking about the credit cards and just putting them on auto pay, so you're not really thinking about it, and consider more of how to attract money than how to pay those debts, even though you are paying them off, but you're not consciously thinking about it because it's automatically getting paid. So that's a really great.
My debt is. Practically gone. And, the process is still there to pay a little bit more than what we're incurring, right? And I do keep an eye on it and apply more money as more money is coming in. I'm applying it to the point where it's almost gone now.
Yay.
But you're right. Putting your focus on where money could be coming in or where you can be providing value in exchange for money that gives people all kinds of opportunities for being able to have more money come in.
That's amazing. That's great. Thanks for sharing that story.
That was one of the things I wanted to share was in my group coaching program, because it's a game in a sense that we are supporting each other and sharing these things that happen in our lives. Another book I'd like to recommend is called Busting Loose from the Money Game by Robert Sheinfeld. That one just like took the lid off, like the feeling that I was underneath just smashed above me when I really got the powers of who we are as spiritual beings versus human beings. So that's another good book. Yeah.
So it's Busting Loose from the Money Game. And who did you say was the author?
Robert Sheinfeld did that one.
Okay.
And if I can drop another couple of names, so I shared with you The Secret by Rhonda Byrne.
Uh-huh.
And I really went out there looking for quantum physics information about these theories in regards to our thoughts create things in this field of potentiality. Joe Dispenza, he wrote the book Evolve Your Brain. Kate Northrup wrote Money, A Love Story, creating a totally different relationship with money. And Wendy, you and I have talked about this. Esther and Jerry Hicks, you know, The Works of Abraham. There's a lot of information in there about how to manifest money and be perfectly okay with the wealth that's coming in, because we turn around and use it in our economy to help other people. Dr. David Hawkins, and then I'm also going to share Christian Michelson, is who taught me this really powerful process to deal with angst and nervousness or worry or fear around money. Like, it's totally transformed not just how I relate to money, but how I relate to the people in my life, my relationships, my friends, my coworkers, my clients, and even my boyfriend, especially my boyfriend. Like, our lives have totally transformed from doing this work.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing all those resources. That's really exciting, yeah. And I mean, I'm really getting the sense that it's kind of like get the money flowing, you know, and be so focused on that and get into like a momentum around money coming in rather than money going out, and making it fun, making it into a game almost, and then you end up focusing completely in the other direction. And then different things happen.
And Shermin, if
so
I
cool.
could just fine-tune that just a little bit, it is about gratitude and appreciation for the services, for the money, for the energy, that it is something where in our being appreciative of the money and the situations that come upon us, that we attract more money and situations to come upon us, right? It's almost like a snowball effect. Having that piece of gratitude and really looking at our lives, and I'm sure coaches that are on this show have mentioned this, you know, more than once, in having a sense of gratitude and appreciation really changes the way our lives shift from negative worry and doubt to being grateful for the things that we do have in this beautiful country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
No, absolutely. And, I mean, you've given us so many different ideas already. So I was wondering, when you're talking about the five surefire way of attracting money, is there like a list of five things, or have you just kind of already gone through those? Can you summarize a bit more for us?
I have a white paper that you can download off of my website called MoneyAttractionMastery.com. And right now, for a limited time, I'm offering one free money attraction session to everyone on the call. Or if they hear a recording of this call, they can cash in on this special offer. They would go to MoneyAttractionMastery.com and download my white paper, Five Surefire Secrets for Attracting More Money, and you'll receive an email with a link to my private calendar for your free session.
Oh, cool. Fantastic. Wow, that's great. Thank you so much, Regina. That is that is so nice of you. We'll make sure to put that on our Facebook page, that link, so that people can go there.
Oh, that would be great. Yes, I want to share this stuff like wildfire.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for being so generous. Yeah, that's fantastic. So are there any other things that you could share that we could, today on the show, that we could do to attract more money? Because I know
you started talking
about the gratitude and appreciation. But, yeah, go ahead.
I have one easy-peasy one, okay? And this is from Rhonda Byrne. So the money that you have in your wallet or your purse, your dollar bills, if you were to take those out and look at them and consider that the positive side, the side with the president, facing up is the positive side and the other side is the negative side. So if you line up all the dollar bills in your wallet or in your purse so that all of the dollar bills are facing up, and be mindful of how you relate to money. When you're giving money to somebody, like in the grocery store, that your dollar bills are facing up and it's creating the attraction of more money. Even your credit cards, that when you hand somebody your credit card, you're always giving them their credit card with your name on your money, like attracting more money. So that's just one easy-peasy trick that I teach to share with some of the folks in my community. Is it's a simple way, a powerful way, to change your relationship about money, like right now.
And I think probably what's key about that is to focus on that when you're doing it, so to be very aware that that's what you're doing.
Yeah, that
right?
Money is energy, exactly, and that it is something to be appreciated and enjoyed, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Wow, that's a cool tip. I like that one. Wendy?
Yeah, like, and I was just thinking of debit cards would be, that is money because that's coming straight out of your bank, right? So that would be a good example
that
as well.
Yes, it's all yours. It's your, in Busting Roots from the Money Game, his premise is that that money is your way of treating yourself, even if it's going to a restaurant and providing the, paying the bill. It's in exchange for you having a delicious, enjoyable meal. Like, it really is about loving life and being appreciative and grateful for the finer things, that you can attract more of the finer things.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. Well, believe it or not, we are just about at the end of the show. It was so interesting hearing everything, and now the 30 minutes is just about over. I hope that you would be able to come back again sometime and we can keep talking about it, and I'm sure there'd be another 30 minutes. that'd be good if you can. Then we can figure out a date for sure. So thank
that.
You. Oh, great. I'm so glad that you were finally able to speak with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
our audience, for tuning in again at Sky's Limit Radio. We appreciate you for listening and following us and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we have. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/ Sky's the Limit Radio. Please feel free to share your thoughts, comments, and feedback on our Facebook page. We love to hear from you. Or you can visit us at our website at skysthelimitradio.com to stay up to date on all of the good stuff that we have coming up for you, where you can also get your Sky's the Limit Inspiration Kit with 3 presents for you. To listen to recordings of past shows that you may have missed, go to blogtalkradio.com/ Sky's the Limit. You never know, you might discover that one episode that could make a difference in your life. Until next time, everyone, and remember, the sky's the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye. Thanks, Regina.
Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Sherman.
Thank you, Regina. This is wonderful. Goodbye, everyone.